Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the blessing that you have for us today. We thank you, Father, for your Spirit, the Spirit who leads us in all truth, the Spirit who teaches us, the Spirit who gets to make known unto us your will. Your will, Father. Your will for the moment, your will for our lives. We give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
You're all very welcome. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. God is good. Yeah, we have achieved something, amen? Though not as much as I wanted, amen? But I was like, we also have to do, to read the word, amen? Yeah, but we didn't achieve it to the degree that what? That's the degree that LAT is supposed to what? It's supposed to operate at. Amen? There are some things which are okay. God has different standards for different people, for different churches, for different groups of people. You understand? Yeah? Hallelujah. Amen? So I was working towards achieving the standard God expects of LATA. Amen? Yeah, we didn't really get there, but we moved towards it. Amen? Glory be to God. Yeah, so thank you, all of you, for participating. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So last week, essentially, we talked about two things, worship and faith. Glory be to God. We said that because Jesus is the most wonderful person in the universe, there is nothing else, the only response for someone who has a revelation of that is to worship him. Glory be to God. Amen. Worship is the most wonderful thing that we'll ever do. Glory be to God. And the more we know him, the more we shall worship him. The more we know how great he is, the more we know how wonderful he is, the more we shall worship him. All right? So the onus is on us to seek to know him. Glory be to God. That was Paul's ambition, He desired to know him. Glory be to God. And that should be our desire also. Amen? Glory to God. And then we talked about faith, that basically faith considers the invisible. Amen? What God has said is more important than what you see with your natural eyes. Okay? God's word is more important than circumstances. Okay? Moses endured by seeing the invisible as he left Egypt with the children of Israel. Okay? And Abraham believed the invisible instead of the visible. And therefore, he obtained the promises of God. So that was the lesson for last week. Get to know the Lord, worship him, and more walk by faith. Amen? Yes. So today, we're going to talk about wisdom and what qualifies us to to operate or to get the wisdom of God. Amen. Once again, we are using the copy of The Final Quest by Rick Joyner. The copy, the e-book edition, which 2010. And we said the copyright information page should be numbered page 1. All right? Yes, so last week we managed to get to page 20. Amen. We go to page 20. That's where we stopped last week. And today we are going to, we are not going to proceed beyond page 20. Glory to God. Amen. Yeah, there might be a reference, one or two references beyond page 20, but essentially, we're not going to go beyond page 20. Hallelujah. So we're talking about wisdom and its prerequisite. Amen. But as you all know, wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge properly. Wisdom is what? The ability to apply knowledge properly. Many people have knowledge. People have info. All right? Info about anything. You know, eh? However, when you see, when you watch their lives, all right? When you look at their lives, you realize, okay, the person has knowledge, but, you know, that knowledge hasn't been turned into wisdom. So in a sense, the knowledge is useless to them. Have you met such people? Kids have, they can tell you how to, any things about an area in life. But you look at the person, you wonder, why isn't that knowledge benefiting you? You see, So, wisdom is the ability to apply knowledge properly. Okay? So God's desire is that we may be able to walk in wisdom, all right? Basically, to apply knowledge properly. Glory be to God. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, most of you know it. It says that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Amen? Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is what? Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Get the principal thing. Proverbs 4, verse 7. All right? Proverbs chapter 8, verse 10 and 11. It says, receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all things one may desire cannot be compared with her. All right? All things one may desire cannot be compared with wisdom. That's why Proverbs 4, verse 7 said, wisdom is the principal thing. All right? Then it says, get wisdom. Get the principal thing. Hallelujah. For wisdom is better than rubies. Rubies in those days, I think it was money, treasure, wealth. It says wisdom is better than rubies, and all things one may desire cannot be compared with her. Glory be to God. But this is very serious. You know that. If I had my way, I would sit you guys here today until 8. just reading Proverbs 4, verse 7, and Proverbs 8, verse 10 and 11. Hallelujah. I'm telling the truth. Amen? Wisdom is the principal thing. It's the principal thing. It's the most important thing. Okay? Then say, therefore, get wisdom. Do all you can to get wisdom. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm amazed. Now, one of the ways you can get wisdom is by reading. Reading. Primarily, of course, the Bible, but reading. Now, I'm amazed. Now, like this December, some of you or some people, a good number of people, have friends or relatives who are coming from abroad for Christmas. But very few Ugandans receive gifts, rather presents of books. Books. And it is not, first of all, it's not the problem or the people who bring in the gifts, the presents. You know, because when those people ask, what can I bring you? People say, what shoes? Those things, makeup kits. They are called makeup kits. Yeah. Shirts, phones. Into buy the phones, duty free. Those, and there's nothing wrong with them, with those things. However, the point is, very few people ask for books. Ask for what? Very few people ask for books. I had a friend, you remember Fred Ukatera, Man, when we were in medical school, man, it's like we used to use all our monies for buying books. You see, And Fred used to say that because the Bible says wisdom is better than rubies, and all things one may desire cannot be compared with her. So if wisdom is greater than money, now why not use money to get wisdom? Why use money, first and foremost, for things which perish? You understand? A makeup thing. You do it today. No, at 8. On Sunday. Then at what time? 1. Then you have to wash it. You understand? And that's not evil. You understand? It's good. However, if all your money, you can't show how you've used a percentage of your money to get wisdom, then there's something wrong. There's something what? Something wrong. Hallelujah. Amen? Wisdom is the principal thing. Hallelujah. Wisdom is the what? The principal thing. The Bible says nothing. It says wisdom is better than rubies, and all things one may desire cannot be compared with her. Glory be to God. Wisdom. Wisdom. God's desire for Eleti is for us to pursue wisdom. All right? Mike Murdock, you know him, some preacher in the States. He says that every problem in life is a wisdom problem. Every problem in life is what? Now, whether that is true or not, that's another thing. Okay? But there is a lot of truth to that statement. Hallelujah. Okay. Glory be to God. Like Alan, if you are interested in some chick, yeah, some chick who is the will of God for you. Yeah? You understand? Yeah? And she's not responding positively. It could be a wisdom problem. A wisdom what? Problem. You're not wise in that area. And what you should do is go get wisdom in that what? When your cousin is coming back from Italy for Christmas in Uganda, yes, wisdom, actually, you can find that the babe's issue is maybe your shirt. So wisdom might require you to tell your cousin, bring me some shirts. But most usually it is not shirts. You know what I mean. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, if you're applying the wisdom of God in that area and the chick is not responding positively, now it is her now who is what? Who has a wisdom problem. You understand? She's lacking wisdom to discern the will of God for her life. And most probably one day, if she continues to play around, she might regret. Anyway, the point is, wisdom is a principal thing. Yeah? Do all you can to get wisdom. Amen? Brother, we are studying the final quest. Hallelujah. Amen? Get wisdom. If you have some wisdom, there is more. Wisdom tagwayo. There is what? There is more. There are higher heights, and there are deeper seas of wisdom. Glory be to God. Now, in our book, The Final Quest, page 20, paragraph 6. You know, we have been reading about Mr. Wisdom, but we hadn't yet talked about him. Okay? In paragraph 6, Rick Jr. says that as I opened my eyes, wisdom was still gripping my shoulders. Then he said, wisdom said, I am the primary gift that you have been given, that has been given to you for your work. I am the what? I am the primary gift, you know, that has been given to you for your work. Why is wisdom the primary gift? Because wisdom is the principal thing. Hallelujah. Amen. If you lack wisdom, you're not going to be able to accomplish the will of God for your life. All right? Because wisdom is supposed to be the primary gift, the primary enablement for whatever you need to do. Hallelujah. Amen? You see, he said, I am the primary gift that has been given to you for your work. Amen? The primary gift for any work is not money. Businessmen, you know. Amen? The primary gift is not what? Is not money, and it will never be money. Amen? If you want your business to grow, you're there, what? Disturbing people for what? Money? You haven't even yet sought wisdom. Hallelujah. Okay, you disturb guys for color, investors, you know, and capital, but it would be sad if if you didn't even first think about wisdom. Because guys are going to give you the money and it's going to mess you. You're going to mess it up because you don't have the wisdom to handle the money. So you're not only going to mess up the money, but the money is even going to mess you up. Glory be to God. Have you heard of guys who have been believing, wanting to get capital for something, for an investment, for a business? Then when they get it, maybe a loan from the bank or from a brother or sister, they get it. Do you know what guys first do? First celebrate. Meanwhile, they have to pay back, and even if you're not going to pay it back, guys first celebrate. Celebrate you using that money. They don't celebrate by maybe if they're saved, coming to church and celebrate and praise God. They first say, man, let me first take myself out. So you see, someone didn't have wisdom. First and foremost, they didn't get wisdom for what they were supposed to do. Hallelujah. Didn't really show that they are stupid. The guy gets the dimes, man. Someone has given them the money to invest, you understand? Let's say 1M. So they first take themselves out. And usually, going out is not fun if you are alone, especially if you're celebrating. You understand? So they call up someone or some people. You know, then they celebrate. Then after that, a guy gets hit by pride because I knock at 900,000. The guy walks, then he's looking at poor chaps. You know, these guys, pride hits them over money which is not theirs. You understand? So you just see, before they got the money, they didn't have wisdom. Glory be to God. Meanwhile, Buffalo are waiting in ambush. You know, Buffalo are waiting in what? In ambush. Then before you know it, they are shoo. Because again, no wisdom to discern Buffalo. Amen? So, here, Rick Jenner is told that I am the primary gift that you've been given to do your work. All right? And it tallies well with the scriptures. Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is a principal thing, therefore get wisdom. Proverbs 8:10 and 11 says, receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all things one may desire cannot be compared with her. Glory to God. You know, you can, if you are a lady, you can, if you're a guy, you can get a woman, you marry the will of God, or a chick, a husband, you marry, However, man, the lack of wisdom can mess up something which was of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You guys think these things are very simple, but they are simple. And I've realized the most important things according to God are very simple. Very simple. Very what? That's why you find guys who have deep revelations, man. Their lives, you wonder, these revelations you have, they're not doing any good. Amen. Because first of all, it's just knowledge, which hasn't yet been turned into what? Wisdom. Glory be to God. Jesus said that wisdom is justified by her children. You've heard of that scripture? Wisdom is justified by her what? You cannot say you're wise when your life is a wreck. You know, wisdom is justified by what it produces. Eh? Its children, if its offspring, eh? The results. Glory be to God. Amen? Glory be to God. So, what are the benefits of wisdom? Eh? Amen? Because we want to be inspired to seek it. Eh? All right? One of the first benefits, of course there are many, eh? But we shall only look at those highlighted in the book, eh? The Final Quest. Eh? Open page 13. Page 13, paragraph 2. Eh? You remember, at this point in time, Rick Joyner and some other people, they're at the mountain. Eh? There is a war going on. Eh? You remember? Okay. And he talks about Christians, some Christians, who had not used their swords as anchors. Okay? He says, paragraph 2 on page 13, he says that some of those who had not used their swords, which is the word of God, as anchors, were able to strike down many vultures, but they were also more easily knocked down from the ledges where they were standing. Some of these landed on a lower level, but some fell all the way to the bottom and were picked up and carried off by the vultures. I spent every free moment trying to drive my sword deeper into the ledge or trying to tie myself more securely to it. Every time I did this, wisdom would stand beside me, so I knew it was very important. Okay? So, one of the benefits of wisdom is basically, wisdom will instruct you to take the word of God very well, seriously, as an anchor. All right? So that means with wisdom, you know, to take the word of God seriously, you will never fall. Glory be to God. You will never do what? You will never fall. On the contrary, you will go higher and higher in anything that the Lord has called you to do. Glory be to God. Amen? So, that is benefit number one. You will never fall. Because wisdom, if you're wise, then you will know how important the word of God is. You will never start taking it lightly. Hallelujah. Benefit number two, is on page 20, or paragraph 6. We read that line, but we need to continue and see where it ends. Where it says that I am the primary gift that has been given to you for your work. Okay? Then wisdom continued and said, I will show you the way and keep you on it. I will show you what? The way and keep you on it. So wisdom will show you the way you should go. Okay? And wisdom will keep you on that way. Amen? These things really mean the same thing. You will never fall. You will stay on track. Glory be to God. One of the things that which are again, I don't know whether I'm living by fear. Eh? And man, God should help me. Or I should apply what? Wisdom. Eh? But this whole thing of starting right, eh? You know, and then what? Ending wrong. Eh? I used to hear that statement many years ago from Benny Hinn. Eh? You know, he used to say it many times. He used to say that it is easy to begin right, But it is difficult to end right. Hallelujah. And even those many years ago, when I used to hear those things, that statement used to scare me, man. Glory be to God. And it still scares me. But I guess there is a good scaring, which keeps one in check. You know, like the fear of God. You know, there's a fear, man, when you're like, man, this God is not to be played around with. You love him as your father, but you also know he can also strike. You understand? You know he can. You know he can what? He give you chibok. You understand? Okay? So that statement, it's easy to begin right, but it is difficult. Hallelujah. And Robert Sladen used to say that people will always remember how you ended. They will forget how you started. You know, how you end is what people remember. So if you ended with a fall, with a bang, boo, that's what people will always remember. But here we see that wisdom will keep you on track. You understand? Okay, he says, I will show you the way, you know, and keep you on it. If you're scared of falling like me, you had better what? Esteem wisdom. Do all you can to get wisdom. These things of only ordering for shirts. Relas are coming for Christmas. Why should I bring you chocolate? Can you imagine? Of course, please get the chocolate. But if all the time it is only chocolates, you never order for a book. You know, you never order for a book. Ugandans don't order for books. I'm telling you, you do a study this Christmas with season. Go to Makerere University, submit a proposal. You know, you understand, and do a study. What Ugandans are ordering for right now, from the summers who are coming. Very few. You're going to find very few books in those suitcases. Being what? At Entebbe, very few books. And that is very sad, by the way. It's very sad. Very what? Very sad. It's very what? Very sad. Hallelujah. Now, benefit number 3. We find it in on page 22. Page 22. Paragraph 1. In that paragraph, somewhere on the third line, it is said that true wisdom knows the times and seasons of God. True wisdom does what? Knows the times and the seasons of God. Okay? So if you have wisdom, the true wisdom, the wisdom from above, you know the times and the seasons of God. All right? You'll be like the sons of Issachar. In First Chronicles 12, 32, these sons of Issachar, the Bible says they had understanding of the times. And they did not just know what the times were, but they also knew what Israel ought to do. Glory be to God. They understand, when you have wisdom, you understand both the times and the seasons of God. And of course, what to do in those times and seasons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Times and what? Wisdom, eh? Gives you the ability to understand the times and the seasons and what you should do in those what? The seasons. Most people, especially preachers, the whole thing about end of the year, the season, end of the year, guys don't hear from God. Their whole thing is what? It's like, what should I say? It's just an end of year. You have to tell people to sow a seed. This is the whole thing. This is what people understand at the end of year, especially preachers. You understand? Now, since it started, I don't remember telling people end of year seed. Now, me, you understand? God has never told me. That's why I've never said it. I've never. You understand? Now, I'm not saying the preachers who say it are wrong. Maybe God has told them. But from the way everyone says it, all preach, well, not all. You just realize it is just cramwork. End of year seed. A religion. Then, not only end of year, but also beginning of the year. Now, where do you expect people to get the money from? We were going to the end of year. Can you attend beginning of year seed? Really, honestly. These things, by the way, for me, they hurt me. This is just raping the children of God. But with wisdom, he will let you know for your life or for the people around you what they ought to do. It shouldn't be cram work. It shouldn't be religion. End of year, people have just given 2 weeks ago. Then end of year, 2 weeks, I tell you, then they won't get blessed if they don't give the end of the year one. What about the one of 2 weeks? You understand? To me, either maybe I'm carnal. My thinking is very what? I'm known for what spirit. You understand? But I decided a long time ago that this money thing, I'll always go slow on it. This money, I will not talk about those things unless God tells me. Those end of year things, beginning of year things, whatever, You understand? And now, the preachers, yes, they are to blame, but also, the children of God are also to blame because they are also not operating in wisdom to know what they should do. They also have a religion also of what? End of year seed. So the moment they hear, glory be to God. I'm not saying those things are wrong. You understand? However, what I'm saying is, some people, it is just a thing to get money. Hallelujah. The child of God, now like you elected guys, you should know what you ought to do, if you're operating what? The wisdom of God. What you ought to do end of year. Do you understand? Hallelujah. This money thing for me, man, I decided a long time ago. But it is a primary, not the primary, maybe it is, but it is one of the key things that cause that thing of begin right, then end wrong. Money. This thing called the love of money. You understand? Now, if someone can just navigate well through this money thing, most probably you will end right. Because money is a major thing, man, that causes people to, money. Especially preachers. Hallelujah. The Bible says that money is a root of all kinds of evil. The love of money So if you can now overcome that thing called the love of money, that means there are so many evils you're not going to fall into. So already you, by just hitting one enemy, you know, there are so many battles you have overcome by just one enemy. That's why this money thing, hallelujah, you're not going to receive an email from LAT, end of year, what? Unless, Joanne, you come up with a dream, what? You know, before. Now, if that comes, then I'll tell you guys, you understand? You know, money. And money is good, you understand? Have the love of it, you know, And so wisdom, you know, it says true wisdom knows the times and seasons of God. Sometimes I wonder how much money LAT would be having, if I also started, you understand? But man, how this thing of man, one day you're going to stand before us. But for me, I think about those things. And even before that day comes, there is this thing of when you have already fallen on earth. You know, now those things scare me. I'm telling you, for me, in the right sense, I live a scared life. You understand? Amen? I live a what? Man, these things are very, very what? Serious. But up until now, at least I know concerning money, me as an individual, LAT, the people who preach LAT, the Joannians, we're doing very well. Remember that dream of the cross? You know that dream? When what? One preacher, man, God was bleeding, man. His heart was bleeding. You know, but for me, God was like, yeah, concerning this thing called prosperity. Hallelujah. And generally, Christians don't give ministries which don't ask for money. You understand? Again, it's amazing. If you don't ask for money, the guys who ask for it, who manipulate, what, you understand? Are the ones what? Because again, so you wonder whether Christians are really operating by the true wisdom. You know, it's a mystery. Amen? It's a what? But it shouldn't be. And so those are the what? The three highlighted benefits of wisdom. Number one, you will never fall. Okay? Number two, you will know the way you should go. Okay? And you will stay on that way. You know, on the right track. Number three, you will know the times and the seasons and what you should do in those times and seasons. Amen? Glory be to God. Now, one of the things we have to know about wisdom is that wisdom is a person. Wisdom is what? Wisdom is a person. Okay? And persons, all people, a person is not just only what? A natural, But wisdom is a spiritual person, Or wisdom is a spirit. Glory be to God. A person, You know that the Holy Spirit is not just some mystical thing, The Holy Spirit is a person. That's why he's called He. Now, wisdom is a person. Wisdom is what? Is a person, You know that, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, it talks about the spirit of wisdom, that will come upon the Messiah, Okay? The spirit of what? Of wisdom. Wisdom is a person. Wisdom is a spirit, Or a spirit being, if I should say. Glory be to God. And him being a spirit, he manifests in different ways, as he chooses. Okay? All right? In page 11, our book, The Final Quest, page 11. I told you we are not going to proceed fast. Past what? Page 20. Page 11, paragraph 3. Paragraph 3, the last sentence. Regioner says, another great angel named Wisdom then appeared and directed us to fight from the mountain behind us. Okay? Another great what? Angel named Wisdom appeared. So now Wisdom this time appeared as an angel. Glory be to God. Amen? Do you remember that vision Apostle John had, you know, about those four the beings? One of them was, it was a person. One of them was called love. You know, that being said, I am love. You know, another one says, I am wisdom. I am wisdom. Another one said, I'm what? I'm power. Another one said, I'm what? Huh? Wasn't there prosperity? Yeah. Beings. These are personalities, not just some wind, some anointing. You understand? These are beings. Hallelujah. Okay? We knew there was wisdom. There was a being called love. You know, Okay? A being called prosperity, a being called power. Hallelujah. All right? Now, but one thing we should understand, is that wisdom, all said and done, wisdom is Jesus. Glory be to God. Wisdom is Jesus. You understand? So that means that wisdom is what? Jesus. Let me not go ahead of myself. Wisdom is Jesus. Amen. Page 27. Page 27 from paragraph 4. From paragraph 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Regina says that from paragraph 4, page 27, he says, I then started to look up to see how many warriors were still on the mountain. I was shocked to see how few they were. I noticed, however, that they all had on the same mantle of humility. How did that happen? I inquired. When they saw the battle you just witnessed, they all came to me for help, and I gave them their mantles. Wisdom replied. Okay? But I thought you are with me that whole time. I am with you. I am with all who go forth to do the will of my Father. Wisdom answered. You are the Lord, I cried. Yes, he answered. I told you I would never leave you or forsake you. I am with my warriors, just as I am with you. I will be to you whatever you need me to accomplish my will, and you have needed wisdom. Then he vanished. You understand? From page Regina was walking around with who? With an angel called what? Wisdom. Now later, man, it dawns on him that actually this is Jesus. You understand? Wisdom is essentially Jesus. Glory be to God. Now, why he chooses not to reassure you, I'm Jesus all the time, and he just said to be an angel, you understand? A spirit, I don't know. Glory be to God. If you need, you know, there's a thing where Moses asked the Lord that, what is your name? Then say, I am. Who I am? I am. You know, So, whatever you need him to be, he will be that to you. You understand? If you need healing, he will be the healer. You understand? So, Rick Joyner here, you know, the primary gift he needs is wisdom, just like you. You know, and Jesus will be that to you. Glory be to God. You know, don't own him, that man. Man, it was the Lord. All this time, the Lord. Because the Lord is what? The Lord is wisdom. Glory be to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. It says, but of him, talking about God, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God. All right? Christ Jesus, who did what? Who became for us wisdom from God. Wisdom is Jesus. And he can manifest as an angel. Can manifest as what? We have just seen it here in the book. And there are so many, by the way, things in the Bible where man, angels appeared, and it was actually the Lord. Glory be to God. Like in Exodus. Let's open there. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. This is Moses at the burning bush. Okay? Chapter 3, verse 1, Exodus. It says that now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. The what? The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of the bush. So Moses looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush. So who called to Moses? The angel or God? Is an angel God? Glory be to God. You understand? Amen? There's so many things I can... Now, like, the Bible... Now, we know, according to the Old Testament, that God gave the law to Moses. But somewhere, I think it is in Galatians 3, 19, I guess, it says that, actually, it was angels. It was what? Now, I don't have complete understanding of those things, but maybe what this Bible study should do to you today is to go and search out the matter and get confused. You understand? Then after that, you will say, for me, I don't like deep things. Hallelujah. God gave the law to Moses, but Galatians say it was whatever by angels. Hallelujah. Which reminds me of something, which now, when you read Rick Joyner and many people, actually almost all people, do you remember in Joshua 5, that angel, the commander of the Lord's host, and appeared with a sword, and Joshua is like, are you for us or for our enemies? Then he says, as commander of the Lord's host, I've come, and I am neither for you nor for your what? You know, eh? Now, according to all people, even when you read the Bible, eh, they capitalize eh, the commander, the captain, eh, to rule eh, like it was what? The Lord. Eh? Okay? Now, when you read angels on assignment, I don't know if you guys pay attention to things when you what? Read your Jesus story. Wow, an interesting story. Eh? But angels on assignment, you remember, angels used to appear to Roland Barthes. Eh? And they used to give him info. They used to even tell him eh, their names. Eh? There's this angel called Ocarion, eh? Ocarion, eh? Something like that. Eh? He said that I was the one who appeared there as the commander of the Lord's way. I'm the one. You understand? It's there. The book is on your what? You can get it now. Angel's assignment. The angel said, I was the one. And this angel is evidently not Jesus. You know, eh? So now again, go search out that matter, get confused, what? Get headaches, and then you'll come back to the simple things. The angel, Ocarion, and for years I am more. Now, of course, when God sends an angel to help you, eh, in essence, it is God who has helped you. You know, eh? Like God calls Moses, he comes and alarms him that, man, I have seen the suffering eh, of my people, and I have come down to deliver them. You know, eh? Then God says, Moses, now go and deliver my people. God said, I've come down to deliver them. You know, then say now, Moses. So essentially, what that means, if Moses gets you out, it is God who has done it. You know, so you know, it wasn't God, it was Moses. God said, no, it was me. Do you understand? Okay? So, the angel, you know, Ocarioni, was sent from God, so he was there. You understand? Eh? However, you go and make up your mind over that subject. Eh? But the point we're trying to make today is sometimes Jesus can appear as an angel. Are you listening to me? All right? Okay? Jesus' wisdom, eh? You know, when he wants to be wisdom to you or anything else, eh? But today we're talking about wisdom, eh? He can appear, he can take on any form. Hallelujah. You remember, after Jesus rose again, there were these two disciples eh, on the road to what? Emmaus. Eh? So they were talking, you know, jazzy man, things are bad, you know. Eh? Then Jesus came and I said, man, what's up? What are you talking about? Then they told him, don't you know, guy, Gray? You know, I'm from Rwanda. So, anyway, they go talking. They tell him what has happened. Now, you know, then at a certain point, he said that he expounded to them, you know, the scriptures, the things concerning himself. But at that point, they still don't know that they're talking to Jesus. In fact, Mark says that he appeared to them in a different form. He appeared what? Jesus appeared in a different form, and these disciples who had been with him a few days earlier, couldn't recognize him. But it was Jesus. He's there, Jesus. Okay? Not until they reached somewhere as they were eating, as he broke, you know, bread, you know, eh? And then they recognized eh, that it was the Lord. And then he vanished. You know, eh? But Mark says he appeared in a different form. You know, eh? So that means that now Jesus, who is wisdom, you know, eh? When he wants to be wisdom to you, eh? You need him for something, eh? You know, he can appear, he can take on a different form. Eh? And he comes to give you wisdom. But because it is not Jesus, you reject it, eh? You understand? Eh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So anyway, this basically means, now if wisdom can take on different forms as he wishes, as he wills, it essentially means we have to be open to any way the wisdom of God is going to come to us. We shouldn't put God in a box. Do you understand? We shouldn't put what? God in a box. There was a lady who used to be in LATA. You remember Lona? Rona. It was an R, you know. Some time ago, those days, she used to be here. And then, she had been like on her mind. I think she was like, if Elvis can just single her out for a prophecy, you know, but somehow it didn't happen. You know, but she, unlike most of, well, not most of you, but like some of you, like, man, Elvis, you understand? So apparently, I was told that one day she had a dream. She had a dream when Elvis was ministering. I think he was in wherever, either Zoe, you know, what's that mean? Anyway, ministering somewhere. So as he ministered, or preached and walked through the crowd, this lady would do things to try and attract his attention. You know, so that maybe, you know, he could look at her and single out. You understand? Did all those things, but all this was just, you know, all only those things in the dream. Okay, then she said that as she did all those things and Elvis wasn't on her case at all, you know, somehow, as the dream ends, Elvis turned into me. Now it was me. And the dream ended. Okay? So, someone say that he told her that dream means that you're there on Elvis. You know, yet the man, God is like, you had better what? Listen to what this guy is telling you. What you have placed it, you know, you're on him, but you know, So you understand what I'm trying to say. We shouldn't put God in a box. Glory be to God. Amen. Wisdom, you know, Jesus can take on a different form. Hallelujah. And you can miss him if you're not, you know, discerning. Hallelujah. Then you say, but God, I pray to you to give me wisdom to do this. You say, but I came, I told you. I came. And, but you what? You passed eyes through me. Glory be to God. I came. Say, when did you come? Say, don't you remember? They're a kid. Say, oh. You understand? He appeared to his disciples. His disciples, basically his buddies. Buddies. You'd think that he would be like two of you, like whatever, two friends. Buddies. The Bible says he appeared to his buddies, disciples, in a different form. And they missed him. So you cannot, in a sense, get too familiar with him. Hallelujah. Buddies, friends, in another form. Friends, you'll be my friends, you'll just be of you, Let me show myself to you, but for other people I won't, you understand? Say, no. A different form. And they missed it. Glory be to God. That shouldn't be the case with us. All right, we want to walk in wisdom. Because wisdom is a primary gift we have been given. Wisdom is a principal thing. Okay? You know, nothing can compare to her. All right? And if we walk with him, wisdom, all right, we will learn from the final quest that we shall never fall. Okay? We shall always know the way we should go. And wisdom will help us to stay on track. Okay? We shall know the times and the seasons of God, and like the sons of Issachar, we shall always know what to do in those times. Hallelujah. So now as you pray for wisdom, who is essentially Jesus, also know that he might not appear in the way that you want, that you expect. If he did it for his friends, how much for some people who are just what? Who are just converts? You understand? People converts, Baruch can never come out. They have never climbed higher the mountain. But you are equal level of what? Salvation. His friends deduct, you know, in quotes, how much more covered than servants, just disciples. Hallelujah. Be what? Be open-minded, how he comes. You know, how he might come. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, now, there's this thing, how to get wisdom. How do I get wisdom? You know, somehow I think I've answered that. Now, the thing is, now that we have learned, according to 1 Corinthians 1:30, that Jesus is, you know, has been made wisdom unto us, it basically means that the primary way to get wisdom is to seek Jesus, because Jesus is wisdom. You understand? You know, the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Wisdom. And in the final quest, it's also said somewhere that the highest wisdom is to love him. Okay? Anyway, wisdom, Jesus is wisdom. So if you want wisdom, primarily you have to seek Jesus. Glory be to God. And like we said, he may come as an angel, in human form. He may come what? As an angel, but now in human form. Okay? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. Hebrews 13, verse 2. It says, do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Do not forget to do what? To entertain strangers. For by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Okay? So if Jesus can appear as an angel, like we saw in the final question, how the angel is Jesus. So if Jesus can appear as an angel, and we now read here that an angel can appear as a stranger, you know, that means that the stranger might be Jesus. Logic. X plus, no, X is equal to Y. Y is equal to Z. Therefore, Z is equal to X. Jesus can appear as an angel, and that angel can appear as a stranger, a human being. You understand? Therefore, it means that sometimes some human beings, man, are Jesus. Wisdom that you need. You're like, I can see you like, you mean Jesus can appear as a man who I don't know? Yes. He used to appear like that in the Old Testament. Appeared to Abraham. Abraham saw three men. Crazy, you never know. But somehow he discerned that man. Abraham was sharp. He entertained them, called them, you know, housed them, you know. Then before they left, they gave him info. You know, the two went down to Sodom and Gomorrah. One of them, who I believe was Jesus, stayed with him. And they judged. That's why he was able to intercede for Lot, his nephew. Talking to Jesus, say, but if there are 50 righteous, will you destroy? You understand? Hallelujah. So do not forget what? Some of these dreams you guys have. They say, my friend, you understand? One day when you get to heaven, it will dawn on you that, man, Jesus used to appear to you in your dreams. Say, but we have never seen Jesus. You have. From this X is equal to Y. Y is equal to what? Z. Jesus appeared to you, but for some reason he didn't. For some reason he didn't want you to. I guess, you know. So he what? Came as a stranger. You know, there's a man I saw, but I've never seen him. I don't know him. But then as we walked with him, then he told, you understand? Eh? And then the dream ended. But that man, you know, eh? Could have been the Lord. But yes, again, he appeared in a different form. Glory be to God. I've told you those, the two dreams I've had about Gabriel, eh? You know, he might appear to me as my friend, some guy in medical school. You know, Gabriel Kumu. Do you know him? You know him, eh? He's a surgeon now in Nakasero. You met him the other day. We were with him at the hospital. Yeah, Alan. You know, I remember the first dream, the night before, Jesus, again, you could really see Jesus didn't want me to see him. But for some reason, because of the message he gave, he wanted me to receive. It was so important that he appears. But you could see he didn't, you know. It was choo-choo, you know. But in the dream, he told me, this is like 2 or 14, or 15, 2 or 14. He tells me that now begin to do that which I told you years ago. You know, prophesy like Elvis. You know, Then, the following day, okay, I get this dream. I'm like at a restaurant, places which have raised stools, bars, yeah, at a bar of sorts. So I'm seated there with Gabriel, my friend. Then down here there are some book guys dressed in black and white, very smart, black and white, in suits, And in a dream I could tell they were Gabriel's, subordinates, you understand? Guys under him, Okay? Then Gabriel, we call him Gabriel, tells these young chaps in black and white, he tells them that man, this Moses did not read much like in med school. He just said he didn't read much, but he passed. Okay, now, the previous day, when Jesus had told me to start prophesying, in the dream, I had told him, by Jesus, as in this is too much. For me, then I told him the number of hours I pray a day. Okay? Then I told him, but Elvis prays a certain number of hours, which you could see in the dream, I guess it was true, and that's what he prays a day. This number of hours. Then for me, this number of hours. Okay? Then Jesus said that it doesn't matter. You did your bit, what was expected of you. Remember, I had an 8-to-5 job. MRC. Though I didn't really, that MRC job was wonderful. Could just see God had just given me time to always just go in the morning and read things. Then I get a salary for reading what? Books on the net, man. Angels on assignment. Mob stuff. And so he says that didn't matter, you did your bit. That was what was expected of you, the little. That was what I expected of you. Okay, and he told me, now start. That guy does those hours for you, do this, but it's okay, you also pass. That's why now Gabriel in the dream tells these guys that you see that Moses, he didn't read much, but he passed. Again now, meaning that what Jesus told you, that start, you pass, Okay, then when I woke up, immediately I knew I was in a dream. I was talking to Angel Gabriel, and those guys in black and white were angels under him. But you see, they appeared in a different form. Glory be to God. Then, recently, how many months ago, like 3 or something like that, you see another dream which followed one where some guy held me in an invisible hand. You see, I was overtaking. How was that dream? Yes, so I was on Entebbe Road, you know, driving. Then I reached somewhere. Then there was a car which had stopped. Okay? So I decided to overtake it, you know. So as I overtook it, I decided to, like, you know, to, like, say to the driver, that man is, as in, you know, as in, and just to wave, you see. Now, when I do that, the driver man grabs my hand. You know, I told you that dream. Yes, I did. So the guy, what? Grabs my, so now I can't move forward. You see, so I try to pull away. Woo, you know, the grip became firmer. So, yeah. So then all of a sudden, the car and the driver, they disappear. They're no longer there. Eh? But I am in a grip. Hey, man, that dream. I've never had a dream like that. But I'm in a grip. I'm pulling invisible, but I'm in a grip, man. I can't what? All right? Then at one time, I decided to like shake the, you know, the guy's hand, the guy's what? Invisible hand. Because I knew that he was away, but somehow he would know that, man, I'm in peace. As in, chill me, I'm not fighting. Okay? So I did this, but I also had the plan that the moment he relaxes a bit, I'll pull away. I shouldn't have done that. Because the moment I did this, it was now the grip. Now, again, remember, it's invisible. The guy got me, man, he almost tore up my palm. You understand? It was so painful. You see, then something happened. I called some guy, well, I can call him. But the dream ends when I'm in pain. That was a Thursday. It was a Thursday because I remember I shared it on Thursday at the prayer meeting. So the dream ends when I'm in pain, but ends when I haven't gotten out of the grip. Okay? So according, you know, you guys, you have to pay special attention to how your dreams end. There are these dreams which are bad, but see how they ended. Do you understand? So usually when people tell me the bad day, but then you see the ending, I'm like, ah, that's a good dream. Look at how it ended. So this one, yeah, was a good dream. Okay? However, God was trying to alert me that we need to do something for you to what? Get out of the grip. You understand? So you see now God needs your, there are things, prophecies, dreams, promises where God needs someone's cooperation. He won't do nothing until you allow, you understand? You ask him to intervene. So you can see that this dream ends when I'm in a grip. Okay? So God's saying now you're supposed to proceed, but you're held. You cannot go further. You know, So, of course, I shared it and whatever, you know. But I pray, you know, that day and what. Anyway, then, then I remember Sunday morning. I know those dates, It was Thursday and Sunday. Because on Sunday, that's when Aisha came to preach, and I shared it. That man, this morning, I had a dream, You know, And now, in this dream, I'm confined in a place, man. I'm like a prisoner, you know, a place like this, but you're alone. You're seated there. You're confined there. You are a captive, you know. Then my friend Gabriel comes inside the room, and he gets me out. You understand? And then what? Then as we walk, we say something, then adjust some things which, some stuff. Okay, and then the dream ended. Now, but before it ended, this is interesting. Before it ended, as we talked, walked and talked, At a certain point, it dawned on me in the dream that this is Angel Gabriel. The moment that thought came into my, the moment I recognized him, he disappeared. And a few moments later, as I was there alone, the dream ended. You understand? Okay, so what we're trying to say is that sometimes these angels, even the Lord, they take on a different form. You understand? You might be shocked at who came to your office today. You know, I'm telling you. But I've never seen the Lord for me. I've never seen Jesus. Some people, all the time they see you for me, I've never. But God is like, but actually for you, you've seen me more times. You're like, but when? You know, Glory be to God. So Angel Gabriel, twice, but taking on a different form. However, for me, well, I guess I was favored, at least to be given a clue, you know, by the name, a clue. But I'm sure I've had other dreams where there was no clue and God was like, that's not important. All I needed to do for you is to just accomplish it and it's done and, you know, don't care who did it, you understand? Hallelujah. The point I'm trying to make, wisdom, be open-minded. How wisdom comes. The wisdom that you need in anything. Glory be to God. So do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained what? Angels. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, sometimes wisdom, or Jesus, can appear to you as a babe, like someone younger than you, you know, chronologically or spiritually, you know, or in whatever thing, in whatever work that you do, it can be someone lower than you in that area, but they appear to you what? With the wisdom that you need. That's why you need to be what? Open-minded. Amen. Matthew chapter 11, verse 25 to 26. Jesus said, verse 25 says, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Okay? God has revealed things to what? To babes. As in people you don't, as in you despise, they're too young, they're so... they don't know so much. I'm better than them. And they have the things that you need, the wisdom that you need. You know? Then he says that, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. So God sometimes takes pleasure in putting what you need in something that you might despise. And apparently, he takes pleasure in it. Because here he says that, and it seemed good in your sight. Ducking stuff, you understand? So now you see, this calls for what? Humility. It calls for what? Humility. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs 11, 26. Proverbs 11, verse 2. Proverbs 11, verse 2. It says, when pride comes, then comes shame. But with the humble is wisdom. With the humble is what? Wisdom. Okay? Remember, the topic today is wisdom and its prerequisite. The prerequisite for wisdom is humility. Humility, because the wisdom can take on a different form. And the form that you might despise. So we need to be humble. You see, it says here, with humility, with the humble is what? Is wisdom. Only the humble qualify to have what? Wisdom. That's why we read somewhere how guys got the what? The cloak of humility. You know, and they were shielded from the attacks of the enemy. You know, You know, and wisdom says, I gave them that. Hallelujah. Amen. You've been blessed. Hallelujah. So, as we finish, let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. From verse 26 to 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 to 30. Verse 26 says, "For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the best things of the world, and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." Hallelujah. Then he says, "But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God." Hallelujah. Okay? The foolish things, the best things, the weak things. You know, it says that God has chosen those to confound those who think are wise, those who think are strong. So now, if you want wisdom to operate in your life, you should make sure you don't despise these things. You understand? Be open-minded, be humble, because wisdom might come in a form, a kid man will appear to you and tell you something. And it's the Lord. Like that dream I had a few months ago, some kid, Eden's classmate at school. The kid appeared to me and told me that in a dream, man, you can easily throw out that dream, man. A kid, man. I thought it would be someone, a spiritual giant telling me. But a kid came, and the kid was looking for me. She found me, and then she told me that small church that you've built, that customer is going to become the largest. And the dream ended. No more nothing. In the morning, I saw the car kid at school when I went to drop Eden. You know, but God somehow decided to use the kid. Now, you despise that dream, and but Jesus, I've never seen you. I've never, just say, why should I appear to you if you despise what? My messengers, my angels, because of the form in which they come. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Wisdom. Amen. But for me, growing up, to be honest, of course, you're not in my life and you're not me, so you might not believe this. But growing up, either I was told or I just got a revelation, even before I got saved, I don't know if I was told or it was just revelation, but I knew I wasn't wise. I knew I would do 1 + 1, I would bat a 90-something in math, but I knew that, you see again, that is knowledge. I knew I wasn't wise. I knew it. Who told you? I don't know. Either someone told me and I believed it, or revelation. He goes, man, you don't know. So later, at uni, but that's why I used to respect guys who had what? Girlfriends. To me, I was like, man, how do you decide that you can take care of another human being? To me, man, I was like, man, these guys. Meanwhile, I was very handsome. Chicks liked me. But I wasn't ready to take any of them. Because for me, I was like, I can't handle, I'm not, I don't have that wisdom. I'm telling you, brother, you guys, you think I always come to tell what? Two stories to laugh, but I'm very serious. I'm very serious. I'm like, so I used to, man, I was like, guys, you go out, then you call a chick. So you really, you believe you, someone can follow you, you can take care of the, you, man, you're great. For me, I'm like, I don't have that one. That capacity, that wisdom, I don't. You see, and that is even when I was saved, before I was saved, and even after. For me, how, man, you have a girlfriend, man. as a man, you're a great guy. You can take care of a human. You can accept someone to look up to you and they follow you. For me, I'm like, man, this person whoever attempts to follow me, they're just gonna fall in danger. You understand? And to this day, that mindset hasn't yet what? Completely gone. That's why for me, man, the things of what? Doing stupid things to get people into church. For me, I'm like, man, I don't have the capacity to lead, especially now God's people. Man, I'm like, for me, I don't have that wisdom to lead people. Let only those who God thinks, you understand, come. But maybe, who are you to think you can take care of God's people? Who are you? Isn't that pride? And for me, even to this day, by the way, those things. So the fewer people you have in charge, the better. Anyway, and so, then at a certain point, someone introduced me to Robert Lardon. Okay? So, man, I began to listen to Lardon, talking about God's what? His general. I was amazed. I was so blessed. The girl talked about the generals. I read the books. I watched the videos. Ain't that wisdom? Before I saw him, I thought it was an 8-year-old talking. The wisdom the guy was like, that was coming forth from his life, I thought it was an 8-year-old. Later, I realized that the first steps I listened to, he did that thing when he was 22 years. 22 years, and I thought it was an 8-year-old. Man, 22 years was the wisdom the guy had at 22. I was amazed. So I began to pray to God. Every day I would pray, Father, let all the wisdom that is in Robert Lardon, be in me. I'm telling the truth. Remember, I grew up and I got saved and I knew I wasn't wise. You understand? You see, it says, with the humble is wisdom. The greatest thing someone who can ever do is to acknowledge what they have and what they don't have. There's so many fools who have never accepted they are fools. No matter they are becoming worse and worse fools. For me, I knew I was a fool, and now I began to pray for what? For wisdom, man. I swear, God, all the wisdom that is in Lardon, let it be in me. Very serious, not just these book prayers, what? I used to play the guy's tape every night before I go to sleep. You put in the cassette tape, Then you switch off the lights, Then you start it, then you go in bed, then you listen, And it has that auto reverse. Well, Bridget, you had a player like that. Auto-reverse, side B just automatically. Then the guy, and I've saved the best for last. She's the greatest I've ever seen, the fairy to me, and her name is Catherine Coleman, the lady who believed in miracles. Anyway, I knew that. That's when my friends started calling me General Moses. Because I knew all those generals, General Moses. Then I learned later that Moses in the Bible was actually a general. And going, anyway, that's something else. So, all the wisdom that is in Lardon, I was like, God, take me to California to meet Lardon. Not to take pics, but wisdom. So that is like 1999, 2000. Now, it was just last year when I went to the States. I met him in 2005, you remember? I met him again in 2006. I met him twice those days. Now, last year, I met him again. And so it was, when I went to the States, I met him. And then I gave him some money. I was like, man, thank you. You've blessed my life. And he was going to hold a second meeting the next day, So I was like, I'm coming back tomorrow. I said, yeah, come. Then we shall take pics, He told me. So in the night, I had a dream. had a dream when God was telling him to give Lyadon some amount of money. And the dream, I knew the moment I do it, all what I've wanted from him, all those many years, I'm going to get it. And in the dream, man, things were tight. The man, you've gone to the state, say, it's not like you have $1 billion, you understand? But God was like, now, give him more, and it's going to be tight. It's a sacrifice. Okay? Then in the dream, I remember I did it. And the moment I did it, man, something came over me. A presence. Then later, I go to know, God said, that is it. In the afternoon, go back, give him that money. The moment you give it to him, basically it will be like what you always wanted, the wisdom of Lyadon, concerning ministry and everything. Ministry especially, Christian work, you'll have it. Glory be to God. And that's how I got it. Amen. Now, whether you think I have it or not, last week we learned that what you see with what? With the eyes of your heart is more real than what you see with your physical eyes. Glory be to God. Pursue wisdom, guys. You will never fall. You stay on track. Okay? And everything will go on well in your life. Glory be to God.